In a number of places across the country, you'll be hearing a new radio commercial from the Army. It'll offer young people $40,000 if they sign up for 5 years of active duty. As NPR's John McChesney reports, the Army says the new program is not a sign of recruiting troubles.
One of the new commercials starts with a young man talking about his transient lifestyle and how the new program can help him settle down.
There's a new option for your future, the Army Advantage Fund, an exclusive Army program in which you can earn up to $40,000 to buy a home or start a small business. Army Advantage Fund, because soldiers deserve more.
Another commercial stresses a young man's desire to start his own business.
Johnny's Computer Repair Stop. Got a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Army Advantage Fund, because soldiers deserve more.
The bonuses are scaled to the amount of time spent on active duty. You get $25,000 for 3 years, for example, and you don't get any money until you finish your commitment. The Army has hired a high-powered advertising firm, McCann Erickson, to push the pilot program in 5 cities. One of those cities is San Antonio. Lieutenant Colonel Renee Brown is in charge of recruiting there, where the military is very strong.
It's considered Military City USA, but in all cities across the country, we are still struggling with the fact that we do have our sons and daughters that really are choosing not to serve.
In the midst of an unpopular war, the Army has to compete fiercely for recruits, especially those who've graduated from high school. James Martin, a retired Marine colonel, teaches at Bryn Mawr College.
When you take out the large number of adolescents going on to college and increasingly to community colleges, the Army is recruiting in a very, very small pool.
Last year, over 20% of Army recruits had only a GED. That's an examination-based equivalent to a high school diploma. A private study by the National Priorities Project, which the Army disputes, suggests that number was even higher, nearly 30%. These GED recipients are essentially high school dropouts. Lieutenant General Ben Frakely is in charge of Army recruitment.
The Army realizes we have some issues nationally with education.
So the new program is not aimed at just any young person who comes through the recruiting office door. It's aimed at a particular group.
Who are traditional high school diploma graduates.
And that's not the only high bar these bonus-eligible recruits have to surmount. They also have to do well on the Army's entrance exam,
where they score in the top 50% in the nation.
Young people who have a high school diploma and also score in the top 50% on the qualifying tests are known as high-quality recruits. But today, less than half of the Army's recruits fall into that category. And to some observers, expensive bonus programs like the Advantage Fund indicate that the Army is in trouble. Not true, says General Frakely.
It's not desperation at all. It's recognition. And it's also encouraging them to stay in high school, finish the course, and come and have an opportunity in the Army and owning a home or a small business.
According to General Frakely, GED recipients perform on the battlefield as well as traditional high school graduates. But there's another difference that concerns the Army.
The difference is retention. Who actually stays longer is that the high school student tends to stay longer than the GED.
Bernard Rosker of the RAND Corporation, a former Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel, says the Army's known for some time that completion of high school was a good indicator of retention.
The diploma was not an indication of how smart or dumb you were. It was an indication of your ability to get through an institution, and it was a predictor of attrition.
And that's why the Army today is willing to spend a good chunk of its now $5 billion recruiting budget in an attempt to attract a shrinking pool of potential good soldiers. John McChesney, NPR News.